Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to those people in canoes, living the canoe life, hunting water, hunting sky, hunting air, hunting beaver. Good morning, canoe people. Good morning to those crazy freaks who live in Los Angeles, dodging firestorms, dodging pain, dodging mudslides. Good morning to Los Angeles. Good morning to that solemn village on the edge of the world, not far from what they used to call Barrow, Alaska. But they don't call it that no more. You ever wonder why? It's because they care, right? But do they care? Or do they want to confuse? Good morning to those people who don't live that far from a place that used to have a name, but it's all a brand new game. Good morning to the people whose village is slowly sinking into the Arctic Ocean. It is February the 24th, 2025. It's Monday. It's 5:42 a.m., if you can believe it, crazy people. Here are your Zero Hedge headlines. We haven't done this in a while, and I don't know why I'm doing it, except I have nothing good to say. Nothing good to say, and like the nuns used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Clearly, I did not heed that advice yesterday during yesterday's podcast. Elon Musk warns Fed workers return to office or be placed on leave starting this week. Those who still fail, huh? Channel checks indicate data center cancellations. Is this the report that burst the AI bubble? Oh, the AI bubble is going to probably blow up about the same time as everything else, but probably a week or two after the food runs out. When markets misbehave, meow, meow, meow. Futures rebound from the biggest drop of 2025. Oh, great. Latest. Illegal aliens loot U.S. trains in Mojave Desert for high-value Nike sneakers. What the fuck? I don't know what to say about this. This sounds absurd to me. I think something happened to those high-value Nike sneakers. And in the context of cows that explode and food processing plants being set on fire by hobos with Bic lighters, in the category of chickens and pigs having sex and producing monkey herpes, I don't know if I believe this fucking story. It's like that Evergrande. It's like that big-ass ship. And it's stuck in the Suez Canal. I don't know if I believe it. This could very well be a logistical failure story masquerading as illegal aliens stealing shoes. If you're in the desert, I'm going to tell you what, generally speaking, people who are in the desert, the Mojave Desert, I don't care what time of year it is, the first thing you need is water. The second thing you need is water. The third thing you need is, guess what? Water. So I could believe illegal aliens looting a train for water, or maybe even gasoline, because again, you can trade gasoline for, you know, water. And you can also power a vehicle so you can get to a place that has, you know what? Water. But what the fuck are they going to do in the Mojave Desert with a bunch of high-value Nike sneakers? I don't know. And then the next line is criminal organizations, illegal aliens. You see how this gets connected? Criminal organizations that specialize in stealing from trains. Illegal aliens loot U.S. trains. Wow, good job, Zero Hedge. You get the Pravda Award this year. Z and Putin hold call on Ukraine war anniversary. Yum, 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 yum. Store closures outpace openings amid historic shift to service-based tenants. Nice cover-up story. How health savings accounts can. Yeah, that's a great way to bury inflation. Goldman traders hit the panic button. Huh, who knows? Guys, I think there's going to be food running out before the bullshit runs out. One of the most successful investors in the world expects a significant correction. Boy, we've heard that before. The U.S. is embarking on an experiment to see if it can operate more like SpaceX. Ah, wow. Imagine being caught up in that smokescreen. GameStop shuttering Canadian and French locations, citing high taxes, liberalism, wokeness, and DEI. That's just nonsense. That's another one of these Soviet stories, but they cover up a real thing that's happening and then provide a different explanation. The truth is the economy's in collapse. And nothing that Donald Trump or Elon Musk does, best case scenario, is going to change that. They will put a crap ton of lipstick on a pig. And that means things could get crazier and uglier before, you know, before too long. But the end game is still the same. There is no way to avoid it. These are called consequences. This is the fuck around and find out. And no amount of AI or traveling to space or any other, you know, articles about illegals being criminals who steal Nikes, no amount of that bullshit's going to change what's coming, baby. This is another story masquerading as one thing when it's another. Global gas prices surge, anticipating summer scramble to refill storage. Okay. Cocoa slides to multi-month low. Read the headline, folks. Be a good Sovietologist. They didn't say multi-year. Here's the thing. When we get to multi-decade lows in cocoa, then we can have a conversation about, you know, the morning in America bullshit. But the reality is you're always going to have deviation. No matter the directionality of something, prices, costs, you know, whatnot, there's always going to be subtle deviations. This is a deviation. This is probably not directionally significant. But you definitely published this in the Soviet Union in 1985 to convince people everything's okay. Trump policy will embolden developing world to reject climate agenda. Yeah. What if I told you climate change is bullshit, global warming is bullshit, but something is happening? Something's happening. And everyone, to include Al Gore and Greta Thunberg and all the freaks and geeks from the right and the left, everybody's lying. They're all lying. Something horrible is happening within the climate. The human race probably could survive, but they're lying to us about it. And so when I read stuff like this, I know who they're feeding. They're feeding the conservatives who are sitting on their guns right now. And they've been sitting on all their Cabela receipts for a very long time. It's a lot of garbage. FBI freakout is Dan Bongino. Dan Vagina. Yeah, Vagina. That's Scandinavian. FBI freakout is Dan Vagina Bongino, named deputy director. This is so much smoke and mirrors bullshit, folks. Yeah, that's your Zero Hedge headlines. If you believe any of this, literally, you've got brain issues. If you can kind of dig through it and find one or two undigested grapes, if you can practice your Sovietology, you might learn something from these headlines. But the fact is, none of it points in the direction of everything's going to be A-okay. Because it's not. But Dan, doesn't that make you a big jerk? It does. It makes me a big jerk. It's like I said, I've mentioned this before. If you've been a listener, you know, over the last decade to my various podcasts, you've heard me say this before. Going back to the Seattle days, way back when, 2014, you've heard me say this before. The nuns growing up would tell me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But when you really think about it, when you think on that advice, that's the advice you tell people if you want them compartmentalized. That's the advice you tell people if you basically want to keep an ugly thing a secret. And one of the things you learn by attending Catholic school in the United States in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, perhaps later, is that there are lots of fucking secrets. And so it's no wonder that a Catholic nun would tell somebody, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. And that's the current ethos, too. Think about the spiritual advisor to Donald Trump. You know, that woman. I don't even want to mention her name. But she's one of these, if you're not positive, you're not a Christian. If you're negative, the devil's in charge of you. Brothers and sisters, read your Bible. The Lord loves it when we're cheerful. He loves us just as much when we are not. Okay? He loves us even when sometimes we do get anxious about the world. When you tell somebody it's in His big hands, have you read Timothy? Have you read your whole Bible? It's not just about it being in His big hands. There's stuff we're supposed to do too. If we see evil, we're supposed to stop it. If we see actions done in the name of Christ that are in fact being done in the name of Satan, we're supposed to speak out. If something terrible is being done in the world, we're supposed to identify it, and if we can, stop it. No, what the nun told me was, you know, fundamentally bullshit. If you only have good things to say, you have nothing to say. Nothing. You're meaningless. You're pointless. You have no message. Now think about the smoke. Think about the miracles. Think about the can't-dos. Think about Donald Trump. He really is a giant megaphone of a lot of positive nonsense. And it's not to say that reducing the government doesn't make sense. Y'all know my philosophy. You can keep cutting until you reach zero. That's it. That's your goal. But again, I don't think any of this is actually real. I think the purpose on one level, and it's a relatively simple level, is to keep a significant portion of the population happy for a bit longer. And these are the gun owners. These are the people with a shit ton of ammo in the basement. These are the people that pretend to do the boogaloo. These are the people that post their shot groups on Twitter. These are the people that fire 10,000 rounds through an AR to scare the fuck out of people without explaining what they just did because they're moron assholes. These are the people who believe in Q. These are the people who think Trump is here to save us. And as long as they believe that, they will do nothing. And once you turn off the BLM Antifa run by the government, once you turn off the Patriot Front and the Proud Boys run by the government, once you turn off all of these agitator organizations, all you have is the positive wave of some type of synthetic Reagan-esque bullshit. And that's what people are tapping into, and they will do nothing to stop it. Whatever is being hidden, they will do nothing to discover it. And they will never, ever, ever say the negative thing. The you don't have anything good to say. They'll never say a non-good thing because they'll take the nun seriously. Whatever's happening to the climate is not linear. Whatever's happening to the climate looks pretty fucking catastrophic. It's probably not the fault of the poor people, but like every age of civilization, you know who they're going to blame, right? The poor people. They're already doing it. They've been doing it for decades. And they mock you when they do it. They mock you from their yachts and their airplanes. They say, oh, look at the poor people eating cheeseburgers. Oh, those poor people, they got to use their plastic. Who owns the companies that make the plastic? Who owns the politicians that are okay with whatever they're doing? Get real. And as far as fraud goes, I think Elon Musk might be one of the biggest fraudsters in human history. Although he'll never be caught because it's too late. But as far as waste and government fraud goes, look at Elon Musk. Look at some of his crooked deals, some of his sideways deals, especially when Obama was president. Now research that, Mr. and Mrs. Megahead, and understand that that chameleon is serving his purpose. He's a lot like Al-Qaeda. Yesterday, Al-Qaeda threatened the nation, so we had to take away your Bill of Rights. But then 10 years later, they were our friend killing Gaddafi, and then they were our friend to take out, you know, the Syrian government. Take out Assad. Elon Musk might be the same type of traveling roadshow. That you point him one direction one day, you point him another direction the next day. It's like he'll tell you at one point, AI is going to kill the world. The machines are going to get super smart and kill us all. And then, you know, a couple of years later, but I can control the AI by calling it Grok. And Grok's so... Did you see what Grok just did? Grok's so fucking smart. Isn't he special? My little computer baby. yeah, Elon Musk will point whatever direction the powers that be want him to point. If they want him to spread the message we're going to Mars next year, that's the message that will be spread. If they want him to spread a more, I don't know, pessimistic message saying it's going to take 5 years, then they'll tell him, you know, say 5 years, Elon. That's about how real he is. So they're covering up something. I think it's fairly extreme, fairly god-awful, fairly fucking terrible. I don't think it's the end of the world, but they're covering it up. And I also think they're running out of time. At this point, I'd have to say that whatever we want to call Bull Blimp Doc, it is really almost over. And then something else happens. And I can't tell you precisely what it is, except to say this. It's probably not good, and we would have a better chance if people knew about it. So if somebody tells you, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all, understand they're setting you up for your own self-destruction. Imagine, let's just take it down a notch, because it's the world I'm in right now. Imagine you know a teenager in a high school someplace, and they have a counselor, and the counselor says, oh, you need to be more positive, you can't talk negative, okay, door shut. And then there's a teacher that talks to the same teenager, oh, you need to be more positive, why can't you say nice things, door shut. And then eventually the teenager figures out, well, you're not supposed to talk about the scary things, the bad things, keep it to yourself. And then one day you read about the kid in the newspaper. Maybe they overdose, maybe they harm themselves, maybe just as bad, they harm themselves and other people. And you ask yourself, what went wrong? The message to the kid was, when the problems were small, when they were conversations that could have been had between a brave adult and a kid that needs help, the message was, there's nobody home to hear what you have to say because you don't have anything good to say. That's the message. If that's the world that you want constructed, the world of where we only think, say, positive things, then that's fine, but understand that's a leaky lifeboat and it's gonna go down fast. And that's probably in ideal times. But the times we're in right now, that's the leaky lifeboat that could take out most of us. Maybe not all of us. All of us would be the end of the world, but a significant portion would be bad enough, wouldn't it? So yeah, I would suggest you throw that little truism out the window, especially right now. If you happen to have something important to say, and it's not good, you need to say it. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. When you can't forgive, you cannot live. Time is a sieve. Through it, the cracks grow. And you never know when that person goes. When you can't forgive, you cannot live. You can't forgive. You cannot live. I think that's generally true. And if you're a Christian, probably it's one of the most important things you have to be good at, because it's quite literally what the Lord did for us. He saved us, but it was a process of forgiveness. It was the ultimate act of forgiveness. He sacrificed his only son to forgive and redeem the entire world. That's pretty big. It's hard to put that in scale, and it's hard to understand it sometimes. But as a Christian, it's a thing we're supposed to be really good at. And it's really not about the other person either. It isn't. I've had tricksters in my life who tried to convince me that forgiveness means that no matter what a person does, you have to be their friend. That's not what forgiveness means. Okay, if a person is in a state of sin and they are sinning and they are doing things that you believe are wrong, you are not obligated to stick around with them. You should forgive them, but you should also probably move on. And that's not about people saying things you don't want to hear. That's about identifying actual bad behavior and choosing not to be around it. That's a voluntary choice. That's called free will. I've known people like this. I've had people gaslight me. in the last decade try to convince me that forgiveness means that no matter what they do, they get to be my friend. Well, the fact is, folks, I don't expect to be treated that way. I think that there are lines you cross and you can't uncross them. And if I do this to other people, they have every right to burn my phone number, burn my email address, and never speak to me again. Ever. Now, does that mean they can or can't forgive me? Sure they can, but that's not about me. That's about their relationship to God, just like me. Now, when you hold on to all that stuff, all those grievances, it doesn't harm these other people. The grievances I have against the Goat King, they don't harm the Goat King. The grievances I have against that shitty journalist, Miss Merlan, they don't harm her in any way at all. Any feelings or grievances you have against another person do nothing to harm them, but they do everything to harm yourself. And eventually you become an open wound that wakes up every day and asks one question: how can I numb the pain? Because you carry around the grievances and the anger and all this other stuff. Folks, we could be heading for some of the craziest times in history. Not the end of the world, but it could be really fucking crazy. And there's a lot of burdens that you do not want to take with you into what's coming, especially if you want to make it. And one of those burdens is grievances. So listen, you're not obligated to live with someone that abuses you. You are not obligated to be friends with someone that takes advantage of you. You are not obligated to stay married or in a relationship to somebody that cheats on you. You are not obligated to do those things. But if you want to protect yourself, not just from those people, but from the pain of the world, you kind of have to learn to forgive. And it doesn't mean forget. The idea that this is another grifter trick. They'll say forgiveness equals forgetfulness. The Lord in heaven forgives us. Do you think he forgets? Do you think he erases his memory of everything that's happened, especially given it's part of his plan? No. Chances are zero. Forgiveness is one thing. That doesn't mean you have to forget. You should remember if someone abused you, because there's a good chance they might abuse you again. Doesn't mean you don't forgive them, but it does mean you just be smart about the abuser. But like I said, any hatred, any ire, any pain in your soul, any darkness that's been done to you, that you carry inside of yourself as a vengeance, does nothing to harm your enemies at all. In fact, you could say this is one of those brilliant thoughts, and it really is brilliant, that comes from Christ. But it's actually impacted many folks, many philosophers, I would even argue Friedrich Nietzsche. And it is the idea that the way you overpower your enemies, the way you essentially take away all their power, is to forgive them, is to let go, is to take away their poison. They try to bite you, they try to poison you. You say, here, you can have it back. And yes, that's from Thus Spoke Zarathustra, the Adder's Bite, a paraphrase, right? Cliff Notes. I wanted to talk about these two ideas. The idea of, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all, A. And B, this concept of forgiveness and how we can't really live if we don't know how to forgive. It's because if we could approach the truth, and I mean it, I even at this point in time, and this is one of the messages of Dane Wigington that I definitely agree with, is that if we could approach the truth, if we could look at it right in the face, it wouldn't take everybody being perfect to help, but I think enough people would change, enough people would help. It wouldn't take cops or armies, it wouldn't take prisons, it wouldn't take lawyers. It wouldn't take any of the legalistic government bullshit that has done nothing to help anybody. But if we could simply approach the actual truth, listen, right now you think Trump and Elon are tossing truth at you, and there might be some truth to that. But the truth they're tossing at you is designed to mislead. It's designed to distract. It's basically what I talked about, like I said, in January 2020. It's smoke. Does it mean it's not true? It could very well be true. It's like the Epstein client list. It's unlikely you're going to see the complete list, but you could very well see a list of people that were on the list, and essentially, it could really anger and baffle and stagger the mind and cause enough distraction and smoke and noise that, again, it buys them time right now when they're running out of time. So who knows? It is Monday, February the 24th, 2025. I have an exciting announcement that's personal to me. This week I get paid. Yeah, I get paid this week, and I look forward to getting paid like every drunken soldier of the British Navy in the 19th century. So I can go down Singapore way and have myself a sling or two and live out that wretched, dreary life that ends with scurvy and knife wounds. And, you know, you're somewhere in an alley down by the wharf. But it is Monday, February the 24th, 2025, 6:07 a.m. I hope you have a great rest of your day.